There were many problems. Canada's government, Canadian government, aware of Americans are going into the western part of Canada, were concerned about Americans. Should, according to his history, Johnny McDonald has insisted that there should be a national railway which will go right across from sea to sea, from east to west. And that in that line should be the distinct measure of which is Canadian soil. And before doing that, Mr. Johnny McDonald and his colleagues or his bureaucrats had problem with the native people in Canada because they have not yet deal with them. They have not yet recognized them as Canadian subjects because they never get a chance around to do it. And in that term, and that in that reason, they understand that they have to officially own the land where they're going to lay their tracks right across Canada. Therefore, the idea of treaties came at the same time as the idea was the railroad was in a table in the House of Commons. Two things to try to do is to try to sway off the Americans who interfere with the Canadian fur trade, and also to try to take the land from the native people peaceably, without any hostility. So what happened then? The idea was that is to make treaties right across Canada where the rail is going to lay down. And when that happened, that's when the treaties came up. And these, and at the same time, there was no Department of Indian Affairs then, but there was a department that was responsible for Native Affairs in Canada. And the person who was given to this task was titled as Superintendent of Indian Affairs. He was the person that was assigned to make treaties with the native people. So in order to do that, because they knew by the experience and by the information of the fur traders and also the explorers and prospectors in the region, and also by the early missionary workers and the Hudson Bay fur traders, they have found information that our native people were stuck to the land. Their connection to the land was very severe because they have spiritual connection to it. So the Superintendent of Indian Affairs had an idea to ask the missionaries, be it French or English, that they should go right ahead in the Hudson Bay and James Bay or right across Canada to convert the native people into Christianity, regardless, whatever. How? By any means, if they could. And this what gives the authority to the missionaries to do anything they can to try to convert our First Nation people right across. And that's the power that gives them to condemn the First Nation spiritual connection with the land and also totally connection with the Creator. So that was the reason for that, for the treaties also were made before the treaties are made. First, it has to be conversion. Where it's applicable, some part in the West, the treaties were desirable by amongst the natives, some people did not. Up in this James Bay lowland, there was no problem. There was no problem to accept the Christianity, but not necessarily acceptable by all. There were some inland or some other Muskego people who still didn't think it was right to do away with their own spiritual connection or spiritual practice. So they went underground. They accept the Christianity in open face, but as soon as they go into the wilderness, they go back to the old ways. As long as there's nobody around to squeal on them.